Service. Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 2009. This is issue number 287. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number is area code 360-382-1957. Email is sales, S-A-L-E-S, at nrcdxas.org. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S.-Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent by first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe or renew, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated. Then send it to me at the address that I just mentioned, or you can log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using our PayPal credit card system. Alternatively, you can sign up to eDXN and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to eDXN is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system or contact Wayne Heinen at Post Office Box 473-251, Aurora, Colorado 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. Well, we got a full edition of the DX Audio Service, so strap in, put your tables in the upright position, and let's get it on. Here's Bill Hale.
Thanks, Fred, and welcome once again, everyone, to AM Switch for the DX Audio Service. This is the February 2009 edition. First of all, call letter changes on 540. A new station not yet on the air, WMIN in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, has changed calls. Even though they're not on, they're now WPPI. 980 WUUQ, Rossville, Georgia, has changed to WUUS. 1010 WPPI, Sauk Rapids, Minnesota, WMIN, they've just changed calls with the other station. 1020 in Plattsmouth, Nebraska, KOIL, has made the switch to KMMQ. 1180 KWRI, Wasco, California, has changed to KERN. 1240 KSON, San Diego, California, has made the switch to KNSN. 1320, a new station not yet on in Keystone, Colorado, has taken up the call sign of KWLW. 1380, WSCG, Greenville, Michigan, their new call WGLM. 1400, WTKE, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, has chosen WZFN for their new call. 1410, KERN, Bakersfield, California, their new call KERI. So they've taken the call of that 1180 station in Wasco that they gave up. 1450 WAVG, Jeffersonville, Indiana, their new call WQKC. And 1550 KYCY, San Francisco, has picked up the legendary call sign of KFRC. Well, on the air with new facilities during the past month, 540 KMLB, Monroe, Louisiana, they've been granted an extension of their special temporary authority to operate with 1,500 watts days, 65 watts night, all non-directional, while they relocate to a new tower. On 870 WGHC, Mount Holly, North Carolina, their CP to move from 1370 and change the city of license from Clayton, Georgia, is on. Their new facilities, 5,000 watts, daytime only, non-directional. 900 WFIA, Louisville, Kentucky, their CP for 930 watts days, 162 watts at night, is now on all non-directional. 940 KICE, Bend, Oregon, their construction permit for 10,000 watts days, 95 watts nights, is now on the air using two different patterns, and that's our designation of U4. 1280 WTMY, Sarasota, Florida, licensed for U4, two different patterns, 500 daytime watts, 340 watts at night. WTMY is on with a special temporary authorization of 100 watts day and night non-directional. They've lost their current transmitter site and have a handshake agreement to move to the site of WSDV 1450. They've moved to that tower while final details are worked out allowing for uninterrupted service. 1340 WSGF, Augusta, Georgia. A CP is now on for 1,000 watts daytime, 990 watts at night, co-locating with WKZK 1600. 1390 WLCM, Holt, Michigan. A CP is on for 5,000 watts days, 4,500 watts at night, U4, moving from Charlotte, Michigan. They build a new four-tower array for nights only. The new night pattern is balloon-shaped, headed due north. So now we have a new two-site station. 1400 WSTK, Jacksonville, North Carolina. The last we heard, this new station was testing, but with no legal ID, no ads, on apparently 24/7. The following slogans have been heard: beach and oldies for Eastern Carolina, the wave, and the home of beach and oldies, the wave. So I guess they're going to be oldies. 1450 KQYX, Galena, Kansas, CP for U1, that's non-directional day and night, 940 watts all hours, along with a change in city of license from Joplin, Missouri, is now on the air. 1490 WXTG, Hampton, Virginia, construction permit for U1, 970 watts day and night, is now on the air. 1580 WNTF, Bithlow, Florida, CP for D3, 10,000 watts, that's a daytime operation with directional pattern, is now on. The main lobe of the new pattern balloons to the northwest, with smaller lobes headed to the northeast, southwest, and southeast. 1600 WKZK, North Augusta, South Carolina. The CP is now on for 4,000 watts during the day, 27 watts at night, increasing their day power and adding that night service. 1650 CINA, Mississauga, Ontario. This new expander is on the air with 1,000 watts during the day, 680 watts at night. Heard with Hindi Bollywood songs in periodic IDs as Sina Radio. The telephone number was given as 416-777-1660, which is a Toronto area code. All the talk heard was in English, but all the music was South Asian. Some actions: 540 WASG, Daphne, Alabama. CP has been granted for U1, 2,500 watts during the day, 19 watts at night, moving down from 550 and changing their city of license from Atmore, Alabama. Also on 540 WRGC, Silva, North Carolina, CP has been granted for 5,000 watts days, 210 watts at night, along with a move from 680. Their signal is U2, that's directional nights only. On 580 WYHM, Rockwood, Tennessee, a CP has been granted for 5,000 watts daytime, 49 watts at night, non-directional, increasing the day power and adding that night service. On 820 WGGM, Chester, Virginia, has been granted an extension of their special temporary authority to operate U4-1000-1000 while they replace and repair their phaser assemblies. 850 CKBA, Athabasca, Alberta, a move to 94.1 with 9 kilowatts has been granted by the CRTC. 930 CJCA, Edmonton, Alberta, granted a move of their transmitter site 11 miles to the southeast with an ever-so-slight change in their nighttime pattern as they remain U2, 50,000 daytime watts and 50,000 watts at night. 1050 WTOP, Silver Spring, Maryland, has been granted a CP for 10,000 watts during the day, 44 watts at night, all non-directional, and that increases their daytime power. 1120 KANN, Roy, Utah, CP has been granted for U4, 10,000 daytime watts, 1,100 watts at night, increasing the night power by 100 watts. 1220 WSRQ, Sarasota, Florida, a CP has been granted for U4, 1,000 watts during the day, 39 watts at night, and that's a decrease of the nighttime power. 1230 KYPA, Los Angeles, has been granted a CP for U4, 1,000 and 1,000, and we'll have a little bit more on them a little later. 1250 WTMA, Charleston, South Carolina, an STA has been extended for 1,000 daytime watts, 240 watts at night, as repairs to their fire-damaged equipment progresses. WTMA is licensed for 5,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts at night, directional nights. Well, grants for new stations on 1450, Brooklet, Georgia, a CP has been issued for 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. Brooklet is located southeast of Statesboro. And 1460, a new station in Stanfield, Arizona, has been authorized 2,000 watts day and night, U4 from four towers using all four day and night. The day pattern will send equal lobes to the northeast and southwest, while the night pattern shoots pretty much all the signal to the southwest with a small lobe going to the northeast. Stanfield, Arizona is just southeast of Phoenix. Well, applications for new stations, 700. A new station has been requested for Calgary, taking the place of the old CKRD. The application is for U4, 50,000 watts days, 20,000 watts at night. The patterns will be slightly different from the CKRD setup. 960, Markham, Ontario, has applied for 1,000 watts daytime, 175 watts at night, all non-directional. 1010, Reno, Nevada, applies for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 2,000 watts at night. On 1160, an application has been tendered in Chugiak, Alaska, I think is how you pronounce it, Chugiak, Chugiak, 9,500 watts during the day, 410 watts at night, non-directional. 1310, Bakersfield, California, has applied for 1,400 watts during the day, 2,500 watts at night, U4. And 1350, Scarborough, Ontario, has applied for 1,000 watts during the day, 87 watts at night, all non-directional. AM to FM conversions, which are now simulcasting, 610 CHNC, New Carlisle, Quebec. The new FM on 107.1 is on. 1150 CHGM, Gaspé, Quebec. New FM on 99.3 is on. And 1490 CFWB, Campbell River, BC. The new CIQC 99.7 is on with hot AC format as the river. A couple of more stations in Canada have applied to go to FM. 1020 CKVH in High Prairie, Alberta has applied to move to 93.5, and CHLW 1310 in St. Paul, Alberta has applied to 97.7. As we mentioned before, we have a little more data on KYPA in Los Angeles. They're licensed for a kilowatt day and night operating from an inverted 60-foot rooftop antenna. They now have a CP for a U4, 1,000 watts day and night, moving to the KBLA 1580 array. They've now applied for an STA, and we assume it's been granted, as STAs are usually granted just arbitrarily. 681 watts day and night, non-directional, from KBLA's number 2 tower, while final measurements are taken for that U4 1000-1000 operation, and this also permits continuous operation of KYPA. Well, some other news reported to have returned to the airwaves this past month. WVAR 600 Richwood, West Virginia, and they're simulcasting with WSGB 1490 Sutton, West Virginia, with classic hits. Also on WFKJ 890 Cashtown, PA, WBZK 980 York, South Carolina, with contemporary Christian. WFGL 960 Fitchburg, Massachusetts, with religion. WSBX 1020 Ocklockney, Georgia, with talk, and their slogan is active talk. WTYL 1290 Tylertown, Mississippi, with country and western, and they're simulcasting WTYL FM. And 1380 WPYR Baton Rouge, Louisiana, they're simulcasting WFNO 830's Spanish AC music format. Well, CKBD 600 Vancouver is now off for good as the simulcast period with CKPK 100.5 came to an end December 31st, despite the fact they were authorized to continue on AM until mid-February. Also in Canada, CKKW 1090 Kitchener, Ontario hit the off switch sometime on 13 January. Calls and formats moved to 99.5, preserving the oldies format and slogan as K-Fun. Others reported to be off: WSRP 910, Jacksonville, North Carolina, WIZR 930, Johnstown, New York, KHBC 1060, Hilo, Hawaii, WGSB 1060, Mabane, North Carolina, WHWH 1350, Princeton, New Jersey, KDXE 1380, North Little Rock, Arkansas, KCLA 1400, Pine Bluff, Arkansas, KENT 1400, Parowan, Utah, KPTO 1440 Pocatello, Idaho, KNFL 1470 Tremonton, Utah, KOTN 1490 Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and KOGN 1490 Ogden, Utah. Also just in, WKKD 1580 Aurora, Illinois was reported to be off the air. Well, our friend Mark Marino reports that WIND Chicago was off briefly late night on January 9th, but back on shortly afterwards. And I hope Mark bagged several new 560s during that silent period. Well, some fines, $4,000 for public inspection file violations to WWII 720, Shiremanstown, Pennsylvania. An $8,000 fine to Puerto Rico Public Broadcasting Corporation for all three AM-FM TV stations in San Juan for violations of the Equal Employment Opportunity Rules. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Mike Hardister, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Hakan Sundman of Helsinki, Finland, Dave Schmidt, Jerry Starr, and Ernie Wesolowski. Well, that's AM Switch for February 2009. Now the travelogue returns this month with a look back to IDs from nearly a quarter century ago with John Bowker.
National Radio Club.
Well, thank you very much, Bill Hale. Great to hear from you. Here in the earliest part of 2009, I find that still hard to believe. And some of the station changes that you're talking about. Imagine KFRC coming back on the AM dial in San Francisco. They never should have left in the first place. Well, that goes well beyond what we ought to be talking about today, because on the travelogue, we're going to be jumping all over the country today. We'll start in the Northeast, and we'll be down in Florida and out in California, all over the place. And in our new format, we can get roughly twice as many station breaks in for you and give you a little idea of how the station sounded 25 years ago. That's it. 1984, 1985 is what we were going to be focusing on today. And in fact, on this very first one of the differences you might notice is that they are using a network that no longer exists. Later on in the program, you'll hear another network with a kind of a surprising slogan, as I think. But let's get started. Instead of me, let's get started with the station breaks on the February 2009 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
I'm Dave Schreiber, ABC Contemporary News.
Yeah, that's right. I wonder how many of us have thought much about the American Contemporary Network recently. That was one of their four news networks on ABC. And they had three others. Remember ABC Direction Radio, and the Entertainment, and then the Information, ABC Information Radio. Those days. What can I say? And let's see. Well, now, to wrap up this tour that we started last month, actually, coming across through Pennsylvania all the way from the Midwest, we're going to end up in Philadelphia. And at one time, 1540 in Philadelphia had a terrific music station, WPGR, in fact, at my home in New Jersey, I used to listen to WPGR as often as any other station for music, at least. And then one weekend, I tuned in WPGR to relax, and what did I find? Everything had changed.
WSNI Philadelphia. Si es Goya, tiene que ser bueno.
And as you can hear, a few other things changed at 1540 in Philadelphia. Oh, well. That concludes the trip that we started last month on the travelogue, and that's our cue to start hopping and skipping around the United States a little bit more than we did last month. And we're going to go up to western New York State now to hear a fine, fine station, I can tell you. It used to cause interference to my own Waterbury, Vermont station nearby. But they're so full of slogans and claims, I'm not quite sure what to say about them. Let's go.
Western New York's first radio station. First in full-time AM stereo, too. This is GR55, WGR. Buffalo.
With the 5 o'clock GR55 news, and here's George Prentice.
And there is a lot of news to get to. The Soviet Union has admitted shooting down Korean Airline Flight 7 for the first...
And from western New York to eastern New York State.
Happy holidays from 81 WGY. Schenectady.
It's 1 o'clock.
NBC News. This is John Bohannon.
Yes, that's the NBC station that I grew up with, in fact. I lived about 90 miles from Schenectady, but it came pouring in with all my favorite radio programs. That's when I was a kid. That was months and months ago. Now, let's see, right across town, a very interesting story. WPTR came on the air in, at 1540, and the same week, a station came on the air in Albany at 850, WXKW. And the question was, you know, how could both of these 50,000-watt stations suddenly appear from out of nowhere? But they did. WPTR beamed all their signal to the northeast, and WXKW couldn't beam their signal anywhere. They had to protect Boston. They had to protect stations all around them. And in less than a year, WXKW failed and just disappeared from the scene. But anyway, WPTR was a great music station when I was growing up. And they also carried some sports, it seems.
Duncan. And the throw. Oh, close play. He's out at first base. With Mookie's speed, that was a look-and-listen play at first. With one away and nobody on, we pause for station identification on the New York Mets Baseball Network.
The Capital District's AM stereo radio station, 1540 WPTR Albany, the official home of the New York Mets.
And let's go south, about, 1,400 miles.
You better get right, get right.
At this time, WEXY Radio at 539 East Oakland Park Boulevard, Oakland Park, Florida, concludes its day of broadcasting. WEXY operates at 1,520 kilohertz with 1,000 watts of power daytime as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C.
And I put that in there because I'm betting most of the listeners to the audio service never heard of Oakland Park, Florida. Well, something to dig for. And this next station, this too is in Florida, and I'll tell you in a minute why I have it on.
You're listening to WLQY Hollywood.
Well, my reason for having that on the travelogue this month is that WLCY was almost the only thing left after Hurricane Andrew went through Hollywood. Yeah, it's just south of Miami. And it leveled everything. I'm sure you've seen pictures the same as I have. Now, down in that southeast corner of Florida, there's a station operating on 740, and we caught them just at sign-off, and as I frequently found, maybe they were signing off a half hour too late. I don't know, but you can hear the interference coming from a station in Orlando, not all that far away. But among other things, listen to the way they pronounce the name of this city.
WSBR Boca Raton, operating at 740 kilohertz AM with a power of 1,000 watts daytime and 500 watts nighttime, now ends its broadcasting day.
Yes, even today I could take you right back to the place where I pulled over to record that station. It's about 20 miles from Boca Raton, and the interference indeed was from Orlando, because in order to get home that night, we had to go north up into Orlando to get over where we live. Okay. Fort Lauderdale, I'm sure, is a familiar city name to most of you, but maybe there's an aspect of Fort Lauderdale you didn't realize.
Listening to Breakfast with the Beatles, an exclusive presentation of WSRF Fort Lauderdale.
Coucher de soleil, c'est Québec en Floride. Une émission de WSRF, en onde, Gérald Edwards.
Yes, indeed. This far south, you know, only 120 miles from Cuba, we're hearing the French language. In fact, we were surprised when we hopped out of the car that day at lunchtime. There were two newspapers in the racks out in front of the little restaurant we'd picked out. One was USA Today. The other newspaper was the French language Montreal Star, as I recall. Montreal La Presse, perhaps. But the French population in Fort Lauderdale during the summer in particular is quite significant. Now, one of the more picturesque parts of southeast Florida is home to this next station.
...1985, and we're still making the difference. WRBD, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale, and Palm Beach County.
And then right across the bay.
It's a minute after 4 o'clock at 85 WCGY West Palm Beach. Good afternoon. I'm Stephen Harlow Hyde.
We're going to come north a little bit from our last few stations. Head west about 1,500 miles, and this is what we find.
AM 740, your Crawford Broadcasting Company station for all of Southern California.
Talk from the heart, KBRT.
And I guess for our eastern audience, Avalon is right along Interstate 5, about, oh, I don't know, halfway from San Diego down in the far corner up to Los Angeles. Now, there's quite a story that goes with this next station, Extra Music, except it started as an all-news station in Southern California. Well, actually, across the border in Mexico. And for years, I swear, they never gave a legal, in our terms, a legal station break. But XETRA, Extra Gold Music at this point.
69, Extra Gold.
And as we swoop across the Midwest, we've really got to stop and pay respects for an instant, at least, to the station that got me started in recording station breaks on the AM dial. Yes, and you haven't heard that singing jingle in some years. In fact, sort of different from the rest, that ID was recorded in 1977. And as we wind down this edition of the Travelogue, we're going to return to my old roots in Vermont because I just found a recording in a basket of WJOY in Burlington after they had moved to the CBS network. And somewhat in disbelief, I noticed that the announcer on the CBS News is Judy Muller, a gal I had worked with at the ABC station in Princeton, New Jersey, WHWH. And I just hadn't realized she had ever done a stint with CBS.
And it's all the time we have. I'm Mel Borite, CBS News, next on WJOY Burlington.
CBS News, this is Judy Muller.
Well, okay, and our final station in today's travelogue will be from my hometown in Middlebury, Vermont. It's the second station that came on the air in that town, and I ought to know because I built the first one. The difference is, this one here is a commercial station.
CBS for the Champlain Valley, WFAD, Middlebury.
CBS News, I'm Dallas Townsend. At least three people are known dead, at least 137 injured, in today's derailment of an Amtrak passenger train in northern Vermont.
Yes, I won't burden you with my long story, but it turns out that derailment was right at the place where we used to take our trash from our summer place up on Lake Iroquois in Williston, Vermont. And that was a sad day. Of course, we knew all about it and went right over. Okay, well, that's the end of today's travelogue. And before we start running overtime and making Fred and Mark nervous, we'll say so long for now and see you next month. And here is the inimitable Mark Durenberger.
Thank you, John. We're concluding our, four or five part series along the Missouri River with the second installment of our trip along the lower Missouri as we head toward St. Louis. Well, we're now well into Missouri and some lovely country along the river. Our next stop is Carrollton. Carrollton supports Radio KAOL on 1430, simulcasting KMZU as we opened our recorders for just a brief moment.
The KMZU Farm Department is on the move.
This is Janet Atkinson, and yes, the Farm Department is on the move as we travel around the state and across the country to bring you the latest agricultural information. The KMZU Farm Department on the move.
KAOL is non-directional, 500 watts day and 27 watts after the sun goes down over the river. And that brings us to historic Boonville, the home of KWRT. One of the first land battles of the Civil War was fought just outside Boonville. The river itself is awesome from this location. KWRT operates with 1,000 watts day and 84 watts at night, single tower.
Grocery purchase to the nonprofit of your choice.
KWRT AM 1370 is proud to bring you the excitement of Boonville Pirate Football 2007. Veteran play-by-play announcer Dane Gregg calls the live action at 7 o'clock each Friday evening on 1370, preceded by the Brad Parsons Coaches Show at 6:30. Hear it all on 1370 KWRT AM.
Columbia, Missouri is next, home of some prestigious colleges and universities. Sitting on the Santa Fe and Oregon trails, stops for Lewis and Clark and Daniel Boone, and the area known for the famous Katy Trail. Cumulus owns this town with KFRU on 1400 and KTGR on 1580. KFRU is a local 1,000-watt full-time non-directional. KTGR operates non-directional, 214 watts day and 8 watts at night. Here they are.
Smaller scale, we saw Boomer Grigsby maybe bring out the best last week in Chris Wilson at the fullback spot. Chiefs and Raiders, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
What happens next? Happens here. News Talk 1400 KFRU, Columbia's news station.
Fitness and tanning.
This is where Mid-Missouri's best fans come for the best coverage.
Oh, yeah.
The Tiger, 1580 KTGR, Columbia.
KTGR.com.
Well, the Rams and Seahawks have played some classics in years past. Seattle has won the last four.
We're passing the Missouri bottomlands now. It's great scenery. And there, off on the horizon, farther away than a day's travel by mule, the state capital, Jefferson City, rises through the trees. It wasn't always the seat of government. When the Missouri Territory was organized in 1812, St. Louis was the seat. St. Charles next served as the capital, and in 1821, Missourians settled on Jefferson City. The village was first called Loman's Landing. When the legislature decided to relocate there, they proposed the name Missouriopolis. No one could spell it, so they later settled on its current name. KWOS at 950, 5,000 watts day, non-directional, and at night its 500-watt coverage pattern looks like a five-leaf clover. KLIK on 1240 is 1,000 watts, non-directional day and night.
You're listening to Rams Football on News Radio 950 KWOS.
Welcome back to our U.S. Cellular pregame show. Rams and Seahawks from Quest Field as we head back up to the Great Northwest and rejoin Malcolm Briggs and DeMarco Farm.
It's not just good, it's sonic good. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
This is Kansas City Chiefs football on Jefferson City's own News Talk 1240 KLIK. When the people of Jefferson City are looking for the big sports, the Chiefs, the Royals, and our own Missouri Tigers, this is where they turn. But our coverage doesn't stop with play-by-play. It continues every morning with the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly, providing a comprehensive review of the sports important to our city. Plus, he covers the Tigers like only an insider could. It's why, when Jefferson City thinks sports, they think of News Talk 1240, KLIK.
In the middle part of the state, German immigrants created vineyards in small towns on either side of the river, especially on the north. Known as the Missouri Rhineland for its vineyards, the town of Hermann is an especially interesting place for its German architecture. North of Jefferson City and east of Columbia, Fulton, Missouri comes to mind when you replay Winston Churchill's famous Iron Curtain speech. Today it's a thriving town of some 15,000 and home to Radio KFAL, non-directional, 1,000 watts day, 135 watts after dark.
Callaway Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Partner.
The Big 900 KFAL, your home for country legends and NASCAR.
We're back to Martinsville Speedway.
Trouble in turn number three. Robbie Gordon cuts down the right front tire, locks up the Mack Tool Ford, but not in time to keep it out of the safer barrier. Pretty good contact with the right front corner for Robbie Gordon.
Now we're approaching St. Louis, but you'd never know it when you travel the Missouri in this area. Big and brown and placid, the river works its way steadily eastward past sleepy towns. Warrenton is one such. Warrenton is serviced by KWRE on 730, non-directional day, 1,000 watts, and 120 watts at night.
79 degrees right now and sunny skies. It's windy at 1227.
Washington, Missouri is next. Some of the earliest settlers in the Washington area were followers of Daniel Boone, who had blazed a trail from the hills of Kentucky to the wilderness of east central Missouri. In 1854, John B. Bush, an older brother of the famous Adolphus Bush, established a brewery in Washington, Missouri, bottling the first Bush beer. There's one AM radio station in Washington. It's directional southwest, 500 watts day and 84 watts at night.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
get up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Today's hot new country and your all-time favorites. It's the new home of Super Hit Country, 1350 KWMO.
St. Charles, Missouri is next, founded in 1765 in the second oldest city west of the Mississippi. There are a lot of AM signals in St. Charles, almost all, of course, licensed to serve St. Louis. And there's one hometown voice, KHOJ on 1460. Like KWMO in Washington, KHOJ sends its signals southwest. 500 watts day, 85 watts post-sunset.
Covenant Network may be reached by dialing 314-752-7000 in Missouri or toll-free at 1-877-305-1234.
AM 1080 WRYT Edwardsville, AM 1460 KHOJ St. Charles.
And finally, as we approach St. Louis, there's the local signal in Clayton, now an inner ring suburb. KSIV is on 1520, 4600 watts non-directional day, 270 watts straight west at night.
KSIV.
And by the way, I'm sorry about the brevity on some of these, and we apologize for the fact that KFUO on 850 is daytime only, and we didn't have a chance to copy it. And so into St. Louis, following the Missouri to its confluence with the Mississippi, well north of the city itself. We take a break at Lewis and Clark Memorial Park on the east side of the Mississippi, and we reflect on our two long journeys along the upper and lower sections of the Missouri. You'll recall we began at the confluence of the Madison, Jefferson, and Gallatin rivers in Montana. We followed that for more than 2,450 miles. Here at the end of the Missouri, we pull out the radios and quickly scan the band for some of the significant St. Louis stations. There are about two dozen signals covering the area. Here are the sounds of just some of them in order. 550, 630, 690, 770, 1010, 1080, 1120, 1380, 1430, and 1600.
Let's talk football.
Football. Ready? Press!
This is the AM home of Rams football.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Now back to Football Fridays with the voice of the Rams, Steve Savard. Brought to you by Bud Light. Always worth it on the AM home of the Rams. The Big 550 KTRS.
Tune in to the Radio Revolution broadcast every Saturday at 5 p.m. to learn key battlefield strategies that will help you live a life that is pleasing and acceptable to the King. That's the Revolution Radio broadcast every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 630 KJSL and KJSLradio.net.
KJSL St. Louis now taking the salt and light to all the world at KJSLradio.net.
KSTL St. Louis, streaming at 690KSTL.com.
Još uvijek traje nagrada za Eddie's Bar and Restaurant, $5 off, znači kupon za $5 off, svaki potrošeni $5. Isto tako, ako kažete da ste ovu reklamu čuli na Radio Glasu Zapadne Bosne, dobit ćete i besplatno jedno piće. Pozovite nas 969-7700.
Your positive choice, KXEN 1010 AM.
KXEN 1010 AM is your St. Louis station with the good news on the air and online at KXEN1010AM.com. Currently in St. Louis, we have sunny skies with 66 degrees at 10 o'clock.
Good news for a change, KXEN St. Louis.
Welcome to Catholic St. Louis, a program brought to you by the St. Stanislaus Historic Museum Society and radio stations WRYT and KHOJ. My name is John Wade, archivist for St. Louis University, and I work in the Pius XII Memorial Library.
Call 314-220-2776 to RSVP.
Good Sunday morning, St. Louis. This is David Monahan. And that's my partner, Max, of Steel Max St. Louis. Max and I are proud to be part of Sports on a Sunday Morning with Ron Jacober on KMOX, the best sports talk show on the best radio station in this market.
Over 16 million people are playing fantasy football in America, and the very best are competing in the World Championship of Fantasy Football. Visit www.wcoff.com and learn more about the World Championship of Fantasy Football.
ESPN Monday Night Football, Colts versus Jaguars at 8:30 Eastern.
First with sports, this is 1380 ESPN, KSLG, St. Louis, a Simmons Media Group station.
TerryHall.net, or you can always call me on the hotline, 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. Hey, time for a quick break. Then we're going to come back with another great hour of real estate. You stay there, I'll stay here.
Country Legends, 1430 is WILAM St. Louis.
Pick up the phone and call now for your free information. 1-800-600-1565. That's 1-800-600-1565. 1-800-600-1565.
Your inspiration station, KATZ-AM St. Louis.
Changing the world one hit at a time.
On your radio and online.
At hallelujah1600.com.
We're number one for gospel hits. 1600.
Hallelujah AM.
And it's worthy of note that WEW 770 AM, where we heard the Bosnian-Croatian programming, is the oldest radio station west of the Mississippi, they say. The second oldest radio station in the country, they say. It was officially licensed in April 1921. And so we finally conclude our Missouri River journey. Hope you found something of interest along the way. Next month, we begin our series called Finding a Frequency, in which we detail the early formation of the band and how so many stations had to move around from channel to channel. I hope all of this turns out to be useful to you and that we'll see you again in 30 days. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Well, the LBI 7, a get-together of several DXers on the East Coast, is now history. And those guys happened to nail down a lot of interesting DX while they had their little get-together. This is something which they have done every year or so. And let me just read one of the letters that I got from, this was from David Huckfelder of Albany, New York. And he says that, "I wasn't able to make last year's LBI, so I was chomping at the bit for this year's. I wasn't disappointed. Conditions were very good, and we had signals on virtually every TA frequency. Old standbys like British, Spanish, and French transatlantic stations came in very, very well. And we are also treated with some new and or rare stations, such as Kaliningrad on 1215 kHz and Iceland on 189 kHz. The highlights for me were Poland on 225 kHz and Albania on 1215 kHz. All told, I logged about 100 stations and 17 countries, so I was very pleased with the DX. Each year we try out some new things, and this year several of us brought software-defined radios, or SDRs, that are capable of recording a large chunk of spectrum for later review. We were thus able to share the sound clips and dig out stations we otherwise would have never logged. I enjoyed using the SDR files to log longwave beacons because I live in a high-noise urban environment, so I rarely get a chance to hear longwave beacons. Of course, the annual LBI outing is a chance to reconnect with old friends and to make new ones. I enjoyed getting to know Don Moore, who came all the way from Iowa to take part in the LBI. Don's Spanish language skills were a big help. Our use of the internet as well as the Medium Wave DX chat room, and Brett's webcam and sound feed allowed others to take part, at least vicariously, in our de-expedition. For instance, Barry McLarnon in Ottawa and I were able to listen to a Friday night high school football broadcast at the same time, though separated by several hundred miles. And Bob Gallerstein, who was unable to make it this year, was present with us virtually on both evenings. Thinking ahead to next year, the SDRs really create new options for us. We spent most of our time listening for transatlantic stations, and the SDRs now allow us to DX to Latin America as well, after the fact, as it were. I'd also like to record the tropical band to take advantage of our seaside location, perhaps in the early morning, to see if Asia and Pacific stations can make it through. I'm also planning on an 8-foot square copper pipe loop to improve our options on the long wave and or other compass bearings. And there you have it. That's some of what our brethren in the DX hobby are listening to. On the shores of the Atlantic. If you'd like to hear more about this, just let us know, and we'll read a few more letters from the LBI De-Expedition number 7. Now let's flip over our tape to Side 2.
KLAC, Los Angeles.